right, let's take a moment and go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline. Don has been patient in North Carolina, standing by to have his voice heard right here. That's heard. Don, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Man, I just am so angry at this. I'd like to know where the DOJ is on this. I mean, it's a blind man can see this is not right. And I think every election, they got more rules on a giveaway contest on making sure it's safe than we do our own election. And it's just disgusting.
You're exactly right about that. In fact, giveaway contests come with a lot of rules. I know. I've done it here on the program. And you've got to have everything exactly right and in order. And if you don't, man, you're in big trouble, Don. I agree with you. I don't know where the DOJ is, but hopefully they'll be along sometime soon.
We're not accepting 70-plus million. I actually think 80-plus million demand answers.
You might be right. Don, greatly appreciate you checking in. Thank you so much. For future reference, the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Shifting gears now to our good friend Alan Sachs, professor of political science, University of Texas, Arlington. Professor Emeritus, I think they call him now. Professor, how are you today?
Good morning. Thank you so much. Yesterday I passed by an intersection in my little town, and there must have been 300 or 400 people out there with American flags, Trump signs, saying the battle has just begun. And I wish I could be as optimistic as they are, but the energy is still there. And they're mad because they believe the election was stolen. And some days I do, too.
There's a lot of questions. I mean, how do you arrive at a place where Donald Trump got 19% more votes, 12 million new voters in 2020 over 2016? They told us that he was losing voters, you know, that he was going the wrong direction. Well, that didn't happen at all.
Can you imagine Joe Biden getting 20 million, 80 million votes?
No.
That's ridiculous. You know, he can barely breathe. You know?
Right. Well, he was you know, maimed by his dog over the weekend, apparently.
I'm laughing because the same thing has happened to me. But yeah. He doesn't deserve to be president. He doesn't have the physical or the mental stamina to do it.
Agreed. Or the acuity, or the ability. He never did.
That's right. He never did.
He certainly doesn't now, at the age of 78, have the ability to do what he couldn't do when he was 20 years younger.
I tend to believe there's a whole bunch of people around him, and they give him a slip of paper. This is going to be your Secretary of Defense. This is going to be your Secretary of the Treasury. It's all being done for him, and he just reads it. And I really believe that's what's happening.
It's sad, isn't it?
It really is sad. And we're going into some really tumultuous times in foreign politics, in domestic politics. And here's a man that is really just hollow, is what he is. But the media likes him. Even Fox News yesterday beat him up. So the whole media establishment is a firewall for Joe Biden. And Donald Trump is out there, you know, on the Maria Bartiromo show doing good. And people interpret that in a lot of ways. They say, oh, he's running in 2024. No, he's not running in 2024. He's president now and should run again. And he did run again and should be president right now.
Yeah. So what do you, I mean, I realize you've not been optimistic about this from the get-go. However, we see that a judge has intervened in Georgia and said, do not erase the machines as they had planned to do today, put a 10-day temporary restraining order in. The Dominion machines, the server crashed overnight in Fulton County. They've got the Dominion people there working on it to fix the problem, of course. More problems with Dominion voting systems. Makes you wonder if we'll ever get results from Fulton County. And if you don't, can Georgia even be qualified to vote in the Electoral College? That's the real question. You've got real questions of constitutionality of things that were done in Pennsylvania and Michigan. I mean, there are real questions out there, Professor, and I guess that's why we have a process. I don't know where it's going to
be answered, though. They'll never be fully answered. And I believe Joe Biden will become president. Marco Rubio had a very interesting column or a statement the other day. He said, all the people that, I'm paraphrasing, all the people that Joe Biden, our president-elect, has put in office, in various positions, they are that they went to the right parties, they went to the right universities.
Right.
They made the right, and they are going to breed out, and they'll be there when America is in decline. And he's exactly right.
Yeah. They'll usher in the decline.
That's right.
And they're okay with it. The concern voiced on this program earlier in hour number one by a guest is that because Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are so deeply in bed with the Chinese that if they do take the White House, the damage will be irreversible, even if they don't have the Senate and don't have the House, because they'll be able to give...
The mainline media, or the legacy media, whoever wants to call them these days, did not touch the allegations, pretty serious, about the criminality of the Biden family.
That's right.
In Russia, in the Ukraine, in China. Didn't touch it, not a word. And that could have been the biggest story of the year, and they wouldn't touch it.
Yeah. It's frightening, but we're going to follow the process, Professor. And I'm not going to give up. And there's 75 million Americans, and some believe maybe more, that voted for Donald Trump that aren't going to take this for an answer either.
And 400 people on an intersection in my little town.
Yeah, I don't know how little your town is, but 400 people.
It's about 400,000.
Yeah, but in a town in the state that Donald Trump won by 6 points. And remember, Texas was a toss-up. It was going to be right down to the wire.
That's right.
No, not even close. And Texas rejected Dominion voting systems. Otherwise, Texas might be blue today.
And all these big-time Democrats like Mr. Zuckerberg and Mr. Bloomberg giving hundreds of millions of dollars to the Democrats.
Right. All the way through. Plus Zuckerberg giving in kind.
Is it that they're sorry for their millions?
Well, it's the in kind donations. I mean, how can you say Facebook censoring conservatives and promoting liberals is not an in kind contribution to an election? You'd have to say that's what it is. There's no other way around it.
In Georgia, for the Senate race, which I'm very fearful of, I've heard some people say today it's going to be a walk away for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. I don't think it is. I wish I could be so confident.
I don't know what it's going to be.
What they've done, I'm not confident about anything.
Yeah, there you go. Professor, I'll give you the last word here today.
Donald Trump has been the most consequential president in many, many, many years. And the establishment of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, they can't stand him for it. He's done more for the country in a couple of years than most of these people have done in a generation. It's amazing what he's done. And the warp speed with the virus is just part of it.
You got it right, Professor Alan Sachs. Always appreciate. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you, sir.
Always the best, Alan Sachs there. By the way, the best dog food I've ever owned, GreatLakesPetFood.com. GreatLakesPetFood.com, the best dog food I have ever fed my dogs. Man, they love it. They're healthier. They're more vibrant, more vigorous. They're all of these things. GreatLakesPetFood.com. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you. They'll get it shipped out. You'll be impressed. Trust me on this. Quick break. We'll be right back. At GorillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GorillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.